This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. My name is Ali Mwakaneno, and I'll be your host for the show. So with me today, I have Catherine Karimi, who is the Chief Executive Officer of APA Life Insurance. And we want to talk about the Angaza Awards. So Catherine Karimi was one of the top 10 finalists for the Angaza Awards, which recognizes and showcases the achievements of women in banking and finance. And we want to understand her journey today, as well as what she thinks with regards to recognizing the achievements of women. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thank you, Harry.
So let's get to know you a little bit. What has been your journey to rising in your career all the way to becoming the CEO of APA?
Well, my journey in the insurance industry started all the way in 1998 when I joined the industry as a young professional, not so much having trained in the industry, but having studied as a teacher. But I found insurance industry exciting. Well, it hasn't been easy as much as it is exciting, because having come from a different training, I had to put a lot of effort in training, understanding what insurance is all about, and getting to learn the profession, the insurance profession, on-job training, a lot of academic studies on insurance. And I took up very many roles, extra roles on my way as I trained in insurance. And that's has seen me grow in my career in insurance.
So as someone who's sort of had to switch, you know, careers all the way from education to insurance, what do you think are some of the challenges that you experienced in your journey, and how did you overcome them?
Well, one is having to understand insurance is one of the challenging industries. So having to understand it deeper and take up leadership roles in the insurance, it takes a lot of analytical skills and decision making. So a lot of learning helped me overcome that challenge. As a lady or as a woman in the industry is more, or by the time I got into the industry, was more dominated by men. So it took a lot of courage to make sure that I overcome the gender stereotypes that were there in the industry. Also, as a woman and a mother and a wife, I had to learn how to juggle between different responsibilities. So that took a lot of time management, effective time management. Also, in making sure that I have support mechanisms, building up support mechanisms in my personal and social spheres to be able to cope with the many responsibilities that I had to deal with as I grew in my career.
In your career, who were some of the women that maybe inspired you and urged you to grow all the way to where you are right now?
There are a number of women, both locally and internationally, who inspired me. I would say locally, some of the role models I looked up to as I grew up in my career, to mention but a few, the likes of Dr. Jennifer Redia, who were then spearheading the Kenya Women Finance Trust. I also looked up to women like Mrs. Shiram Bijiwe, who at that time were in the finance sector. Others also like Professor Maria Nzomo, Elizabeth Mary Okello of the McKinney Schools. These women who are in strategic leadership position really inspired me a lot to aspire and grow. And it made me believe that actually women can make it.
Right. And as a person who's been in the industry since, you know, the 90s, you've had well over 20 years of experience in in insurance. What do you think are some of the greatest contributions you've made in the insurance sector, specifically revolving around building bridges for other women?
I consider developing and coaching other talents as I moved along my career as one of my greatest contributions. As I grew in my career, I sat under leadership of great minds in the industry who coached me and helped me and held me. Some of them were women, not in senior positions, but also in mid-level management. And I've tried to replicate that along my career path. I realized our insurance industry needs strong professionals and talents that are capable to evolve themselves and deal with the emerging customer needs. And that's why I value the talent development. And I think I've contributed quite a lot, and I continue to contribute in building and coaching talents for the industry.
Beyond talent at a firm level, what do you think maybe are the challenges of women from, say, a client level to accessing insurance services, and how are you changing that?
Innovating products that basically meets the women needs, are affordable to the woman out there and responds to their needs, I think that's a key one. So at the client level, yes. I think that would be the key things, the building products that resonate to them and are affordable to every woman in the society.
Right. On to the Angaza Awards. Mm-hmm. Catherine, you were recognized amongst some of the, what I would call, thought leaders in the East African finance and banking space. Amongst, you know, women from Kenya, from Uganda, from Tanzania, all the way to Rwanda. Personally, why do you think it's important, you know, for you to be recognized as a woman, as well as to highlight the achievements of other women in the finance and banking sector and beyond?
This Angaza Award highlights the achievements of women. And the fact that the award focused on women, for me, it was an interesting one and an encouraging one. Highlighting the achievement of women actually makes them believe more in themselves as leaders. And also it inspires young and upcoming women leaders also to take up roles that they wouldn't have otherwise shied from.
Before we talk about, you know, you receiving award, I want us to sort of analyze the motivation behind it. What was your rationale for applying for the Angaza Awards?
At first, when I saw the announcement, what attracted me was the word Angaza, which I think means shine. So that attracted me. And the fact that it was a women-only award motivated me into applying for it, because many a times women feature very minimally in most of the other ones. So I found this as an opportunity for women, because it was an award that was focusing only on women and highlighting the accomplishments of women in the finance, in the banking and the finance sector.
Catherine, this is not your first awards. Previously, you've been recognized by other institutions. So for example, last year, you received an award as the Chief Executive Officer of the Year by the Think Business Insurance Awards. And previously, you received other awards like Manager of the Year in Jubilee Insurance. What's the way forward, or rather, how does being a recipient of this award and other awards impact you or helps you to influence other people?
Winning such awards to me, I look at it as having or getting a credible third party opinion about my accomplishments. So it's being highlighted by a third party. It puts a lot of weight and credibility on my accomplishments. Of course, it will benefit me individually in getting new contacts and as well as business, not only for myself, but also even for APA Aporong Group. Also having that credible voice, that party credible voice, gives me a footing to mentor and coach other upcoming and aspiring women leaders, which I am very much willing to do.
But then again, another angle that the awards was looking at was, you know, how are the women building bridges for other women, for the sake of building more sustainable businesses and combating the inequalities we have in the finance industry? Beyond just insurance, what are some of the initiatives that maybe you have started in or you have participated in that benefit women?
Indirectly, I would say I'm participating in improving standards of education in my local primary school where I studied. I know a number of girls are schooling in that school, and they need role models who are passed through the same path to inspire them to put in effort and to believe in themselves. That is an initiative I started getting involved in early in 2020, sometime in 2020 and early 2019. Also, though it has not taken a lot of root, I've started an initiative to provide wheelchairs to very needy disabled children in the rural area. These children I found are mostly left under the care of their mothers, who have to do other household chores, who have to fend these children and also take care of them. And as they grow up, for a disabled child, it becomes a weighting burden to these mothers, and therefore providing them a means of mobility for these children is very key for the improvement of the welfare of these women in the rural area. So it's an initiative I've started off, and I believe it will impact a number of women in the society.
Beyond these awards, of course, now that you're here already, what is some of the advice that you would give prospective applicants for the Angaza Awards?
I would say, one, it's not to fear to go for these awards. To believe in themselves and their accomplishments. And I think also look at how can they also hand-hold other women in improving their welfare and the standards of living.
I think that's really, really great advice. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay, thank you.
Any last words, perhaps?
My encouragement to women to raise up their hands more and not to fear to take their place in the front line and believe in themselves. Yes, thank you.
All right. To my listeners, that was Catherine Karimi, the CEO of APA Life Insurance at Apollo. Thank you so much for joining us today, Catherine.
Thank you, Ali. Great opportunity. Thank you for this opportunity.